In the heart of Adelaide's Riverbank precinct, gas giant Santos faced major blowback from climate activists who rallied outside their annual general meeting at the convention centre this morning. A collective of environmental groups and politicians, First Peoples and those from neighbouring countries joined to oppose gas project expansion. Attention turned to the Nurrumbi gas project in New South Wales, Beetaloo Basin fracking in the Northern Territory and the offshore Barossa project, with several arguing they threaten climate and cultural sites. Amid protests, a new survey commissioned by the Australian Conservation Foundation found three-quarters of South Australians believe gas companies should pay a 25% tax for environmental damage. The Wire attended this morning's rally to hear more around these views.
Protesters were outside the Santos AGM in Adelaide to demand a stop in gas projects. Attendees expressed their concern about the climate impact of fossil fuel projects.
I'm a grandfather and a father, and I'm really concerned about what's happening with the climate and Santos's culpable role in making things much, much worse.
I'm 70 years old, but I'm not just here for my own grandchildren. I'm here for the future of all children and people coming after me. And I want the environment to be saved from fracking and dangerous, dirty gas.
Barbara Pocock, a senator, Green senator for South Australia.
Thanks. According to the Australian Institute, the South Australian government's data confirmed that Santos has gone 10 years without paying corporate tax. What's your response?
Santos are making billions from their gas, they are not paying enough tax, and they are ruining the planet for our future generations. Santos have to pay tax, but most importantly, we have to end new coal and gas. We have to stop trampling on the rights of First Nations Australians, wrecking our country and ruining our environment.
One of the speakers was Garawa's senior elder Uncle Jack Green, who's been fighting against fracking in the Northern Territory for years.
My name is Jack Green, and I'm one of the senior elders of Borroloola Barkly region. So,
well, could you please tell me a little bit more about your journey fighting for environmental justice in the Northern Territory?
Yeah, I was fighting very hard for the MacArthur River mines, and then we finally got that one sorted out a bit. But my feeling is that I'm, you know, really concerned about this thing. I need to get it out there where people can understand where I'm coming from.
And what are your concerns about Santos proposing fracking in the Beetaloo Basin?
My concern, because there's in Aboriginal way, we have contact to that land through our cultural ceremony and sacred site through the old devil that travels through there and the stake. And where that land is, it's very important to Aboriginal people. Like, I mean, people used to wander through there before, and now I found it today that we can hardly go back and start walking in that country. And if anything happened, it's going to affect a lot of area, include from that area that could run back into Catherine and back towards Lemon Bights and back down towards Borroloola. And it's very important, that land, to all Aboriginal people. And I reckon non-Aboriginal people as well, because it's what they're doing, it's not really good. And we need to protect our land more or less. I'm just coming from the Aboriginal point of view, that's all.
Uncle Jack, if you had Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in front of you, what would you like to tell him to stop these gas projects going ahead?
I'd like to see him listen to Aboriginal people, that we can sort of try and put a stop on this. What he's trying to push through.
The Australian Conservation Foundation organized the rally with the support of the Conservation Council SA. Today, a survey found out 74% of South Australians believe gas companies should pay taxes for environmental damage. Climate campaigner from the Australian Conservation Foundation, Meg Good, says the federal government needs to listen.
So Santos has various plans to expand gas, for example, at the Narrabri Gas Project, and in the Beetaloo Basin and at Papua LNG.
Now, what other concerns you have if the fossil fuel projects like the Beetaloo Basin fracking project and the other gas stations continue to be approved?
Unfortunately, the federal government is continuing to approve new coal and gas projects in 2026 while we're in the midst of a climate crisis. And there are plans afoot to increase fracking in the Beetaloo Basin up in the Northern Territory. So not sure if your listeners are aware, but at the end of last year, Santos submitted a proposal to conduct exploratory appraisal fracking in the Beetaloo Basin. So they have applied to drill 12 new fracking wells in the Beetaloo Basin. This is obviously really concerning on its own, but what it's really important to understand is that this is just the start. There are already companies drilling in the Beetaloo Basin, and at the present time we're talking about dozens of wells, but eventually we're going to be starting to talk about hundreds of wells and then thousands of wells.
Could you please tell us a little bit about the latest poll on taxing fossil fuel companies you commissioned?
So we commissioned an opinion poll of 1,242 South Australians. That happened last month. It found that 74% agreed or strongly agreed that gas companies like Santos should be required to pay for environmental damage caused by their operations. So that's nearly 3 in 4 South Australians. And I think what this really shows us is that increasingly Australians are really starting to understand that they are not getting a fair deal when it comes to the gas industry in Australia. The public is understanding that they're really receiving very little from the gas industry, contrary to previous perceptions, which weren't accurate.